coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the free agency edition of Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan, and we've got the professor of the coaching tape, executive producer from NFL Films, Greg Cosell. Greg, we're going to get started with quarterback, and I've learned so much from you and Ron Jaworski over the years sitting in your office at NFL Films, and the one thing I've learned is arm strength can be a limitation. It takes time, you know, to get it stronger, and coaching is so important. Now, the group that we're going to look at today, they're a bunch of undrafted free agents, and there's a reason why, Greg.
No question.
Hey, if you're not drafted, there's a reason.
These guys wouldn't be hitting the free agent market if they were really top-level quarterbacks. So we're dealing, Adam, with quarterbacks that have certain limitations.
Matt Moore from Oregon State, Greg, is an interesting guy because he wasn't drafted. The Cowboys signed him, and I thought he had a chance to be a starter. In fact, in his 6 years, he started 25 games, Greg. When you watch that tape, what have you seen?
Well, it's funny because you go back to when he came out of Oregon State. He played for Mike Riley, who coached in the NFL with the Chargers as a head coach. So you saw pro concepts in Oregon State's offense. So when Moore came out, I thought he had a chance to be an NFL starter. As we said, there are certain limitations. But let's go and look at this particular play because this is an NFL play. You know, here's the way it works in the NFL. And if we start right here, what we're going to have here is you see Matt Moore, he's in the pocket, and this is Marlon Moore, who's going to run a vertical route. Now, he's matched up one-on-one on Kyle Wilson. Now, in order for this play to be successful, there's a player that Matt Moore has to control, and that player is this safety right there. That's Laron Landry. He has to make sure that Landry does not go over the top.
Eye manipulation.
Right. It's one-on-one. Landry goes inside. You throw the ball to the perimeter. This is NFL quarterbacking. And this is not an arm strength throw. And actually,
but it's more of a touch throw.
It's more of a touch throw. And actually, you can see, look at Moore right there. Look where his eyes are. This is eye manipulation. This is part of playing quarterback in the NFL. When you don't have a big arm, these are the subtle details of the quarterback position that you must master. Let it run. You see Landry go inside. It's an easy throw to the outside. These are the kinds of throws that Matt Moore can make. And then we go to another play here, Adam. This is in the red zone. And if we freeze it for 1 sec, that's Anthony Fasano. He's going to run to the corner of the end zone. Now, what happens here is Jake Long gets beat by Quentin Copels. Mm-hmm. So this throw has to be made sooner than Matt Moore wants to make it. This is now anticipation. It's another trait you must have. And again, this is not arm strength. This is not an arm strength throw. But look at the anticipation and the accuracy. Matt Moore, I feel, can be an NFL starting quarterback. In some ways, you could say he's like an Alex Smith. A quarterback that needs a run game, needs a good defense, needs strong special teams, and then he could be an effective quality NFL starter.
And as you said, he's learned the timing part of it. And I think that's why he's been able to stay in the National Football League. Again, he's had 25 starts in 6 seasons, and that's why I think he's probably get some attention in free agency. And again, Greg, as we've said, guys like Joe Flacco, there's a reason why he just signed a long-term contract.
No question.
Arm strength is huge, but with Moore, one of the things I really like about him is accuracy. If you could be accurate, even if you don't have a strong arm, you could be a starter in the National Football
League. And another thing he brings to the table, he's got enough mobility, what we call functional mobility. Is he a runner? No. But we know that running does not make for great quarterback play. But he has enough functional mobility. He can get out of the pocket. He can run. If it's 3rd and 9 and the defense plays man-to-man and turns its back to the quarterback more, Moore can run for a first down. So he's got enough of a skill set where I think he can be a starter, but his limitations would be exposed if he was a starter on a bad team.
And that's why, of course, he was not drafted. Now, another undrafted quarterback, we've got Brian Hoyer out of Michigan State. And the thing about Brian Hoyer is interesting. 2009, got signed by the Patriots as an undrafted free agent. Beat out 3 quarterbacks. Andrew Walter, Matt Gutierrez, and Kevin O'Connell was a guy I know you liked.
I did.
And Hoyer beat him out.
A friend of mine, Kevin O'Connell.
2009.
Right.
This is amazing. He was the number 2 quarterback. They didn't have a number 3 quarterback.
Right.
So he was one play away from being the starter, Greg. So let's take a look at Hoyer. And you've seen
him. Yeah, and it's funny why Hoyer then was let go by New England, because what do? They drafted Ryan Mallett, who's got a much bigger arm and far more upside than Hoyer because of the bigger arm. So Hoyer is another guy, not that different from Matt Moore, maybe not quite as mobile,
right.
But again, He can make certain throws. I think he's a guy that can run your system effectively. I mean, here's a play where you see Hoyer in the pocket right there. Then you also see Michael Floyd right out here. Now, when we watch this play, this is going to be a stutter go. So we can run this and you'll see it. And this is not a phenomenal throw, but you can see he's looking at Floyd. He knows he's got, if you freeze it right there, he knows that the safety right in there is not over the top. So he can make this throw to the outside to Michael Floyd because there's no safety help. So again, this is a throw by Hoyer. Not a great throw. He really should have led Floyd a little more.
Yeah, it was a little behind him.
A little behind him. Yep. And again, you're dealing with a quarterback in Hoyer that has some arm strength limitations. And we can't stress enough, the reason these quarterbacks are free agents is because of limitations. If they didn't have those limitations, Adam, they wouldn't be on the market.
No, in fact, they would have probably been drafted probably in the middle round.
Right.
Now, our last guy here is Chase Daniel out of Missouri, another undrafted free agent. And he's another guy that has won a number two quarterback job behind a great quarterback in Drew Brees. Greg, let's take a look at him.
And he, I think, will be arguably the most intriguing of these free agents for a couple of reasons.
Right.
Number one, the New Orleans Saints system. Okay, he's been there. He understands a really multiple, complex offensive system. Number two, he's a shorter quarterback, but Russell Wilson has now made it so that I think shorter quarterbacks, if they can show you a wide array of skills, might be a positive in many people's minds.
Right.
And here's a throw. This is basically just a touch throw. You can see Daniel on the shotgun here. This is just a beautiful touch throw over linebackers. In fact, you can see the linebackers right here. Beautiful touch throw as we watch this play. The kind of throw you have to make, particularly down here, you're just on the outskirts of the red zone. You can see they're really playing a zone. You see the two linebackers drop. He's going to hit his receiver beautifully. You know, that looks like an easy throw, but you've got to get just the right touch over the linebackers. You can't drill it, otherwise the linebackers will knock it down. And there's an element of leading your receiver to a throw like this, which we like to say throw it to air a little bit. You know, you need to do that.
It's a good touch throw.
It's a nice throw.
No
I think
question.
That the next play I find really interesting, and this is what I think Chase Daniel can bring to the table. This, if we freeze it for one moment, this is a case where you see him under center. There's Chase Daniel. And you also see the two backs in the basic I formation, something you don't see an awful lot of necessarily with the New Orleans Saints.
Correct.
But this is going to be play action with a little waggle movement by Chase Daniel. They're trying to get a big play. They're trying to hit this receiver on a vertical route down the field. So if we take this route, it's a vertical route right down the field. The player you have to beat here, and the reason for the play action, is this safety right there. That's the player you have to beat.
You must be talking about the eye manipulation a little bit.
Well, this is more a result of the design of the play with the play action. If we run the play, you're going to see the play action will go in that direction.
It
holds that safety. Then you get the receiver over the top.
Play action holds it. Got it.
This
great
is a
throw.
Beautiful throw by Daniel.
Nice.
Again, not a pure arm strain throw, but he had to get the ball out there. Anytime you're throwing the ball 35, 40 yards down the field, it's not an easy throw. So and you see the little waggle, the little movement. But what I liked about Daniel here, he threw the ball effortlessly, and he also threw it with great accuracy. He, to me, could well be the most intriguing candidate of the play action of the free agent quarterback.
And that pass, Greg, was 52 yards on the air.
Yep.
And what I like is what you just said. He did it with relative ease.
That's
kind of incredible for a guy who's only 6 foot, even at 225.
And I think he's always had a little better arm than people have given him credit for. And my sense is his arm has gotten a little bit better each year in the NFL. And I think he's capable of making those kinds of throws. And as I said, I would be most intrigued by him. I'm very anxious to see where he might sign.
Great job, Greg, with the quarterbacks. We'll see you next time in the film room.
They can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryan's has